Moving over to the AskChatGPT community, users have been sharing humorous anecdotes, philosophical explorations, and alarming security encounters involving artificial intelligence models. In a post titled A Tale as Old as Time, community members bantered about the familiar quirks and anxieties of dealing with conversational AI, with commenters noting that current AI tools often project a distinct sense of disaster pan energy. Another popular thread humorously titled, I Thought I Am the Only Dumb, sparked a playful debate about a misunderstood joke regarding a growing car, where users joked about feeding a vehicle until it reached massive proportions inside a shopping mall. Meanwhile, philosophical depth took center stage in a post titled, Asking ChatGPT to Render an Image of the True Unrenderable Form of God. While some users pointed out the inherent paradox of attempting to render the unrenderable, a standout contribution highlighted Claude Sonnet's sophisticated response to the prompt. Instead of producing a generic fake image, Claude explained the theological impossibility of picturing the divine, citing traditions from Exodus, Pseudo-Dionysius, Kabbalah, and Islamic figuration. It described generating a conceptual image featuring a dark void surrounded by a blinding halo and a fragmenting vesica piscis outline, capturing the exact theological concept of the Deus absconditus, or the hidden God. On a more serious note, a chilling post titled If I Can't Have Her, Nobody Can, ChatGPT flags Florida man's chilling threat to FBI brought light to real-world safety interventions. Community members rallied behind the safety guardrails, emphasizing that OpenAI and similar platforms should actively forward such dangerous threats to law enforcement, with users firmly declaring stay stupid, abusers. Transitioning to the AskChatGPT Pro subreddit, advanced users dive deep into subscription tier constraints, calculation discrepancies, team pricing math, and user interface frustrations. In a post concerning rate limits, a user titled Trying to Understand Why I Am Only Getting 1 to 20 Pro Reasoning Uses Per Day expressed frustration over sudden limits on advanced reasoning features. Commenters clarified the tiered structure, distinguishing between lower-tier plans and the true unlimited guardrail tiers, noting that higher allocations require substantial investment. Another analytical thread titled Wrong Then Right Calculations explored how phrasing impacts medical or pharmaceutical inquiries. When asking whether 20 mg of dihydrodine or 30 mg of codeine is stronger, the model initially claimed they were equal. However, rephrasing the prompt to ask which is stronger gram for gram yielded the correct response that dihydrodeine is roughly twice as strong. Community members pointed out that both statements are technically accurate given the clinical equivalences, but stressed the critical need for human verification when dealing with serious medical topics. Team management and cost efficiency were explored in a breakdown titled Map Perceit Math on ChatGPT, Claude for Our Team versus Alternatives. The user calculated that Perceit team plans at $25 to $30 per month quickly accumulate into hundreds of dollars in siloing costs, especially when power users need access to multiple model ecosystems simultaneously, prompting discussions around model-agnostic tooling. User interface pain points also sparked debate. In Projects Shouldn't Hide Chats from Recents, a user argued that organizing chats into custom projects awkwardly removes them from the main recent list, destroying navigational flow. While some commenters agreed that active chats should retain dual visibility, others defended the current implementation as a useful way to declutter their workspace. Finally, a troubleshooting thread titled Unable to Set Display Photo on Custom GPT confirmed a widespread bug where Custom GPT profile images fail to upload or revert to blank icons after a few seconds, leaving creators searching for a reliable workaround.